Well, tonight, the minority in parliament have deepened their resolve to get to the bottom of the allegations of drug trafficking by inviting the diplomatic corps in Ghana, calling for collaboration into investigations involving the suspicious flight from Gran Canaria to Ghana. We have details as Deputy Director of the Narcotics Control Commission labels the allegations as frivolous.
And your intelligence didn't tell you that, or didn't inform you that as a ranking member related to the intelligence organization to put it up and then investigate. Mm. But rather to sit and then give the information out in the media and expect us to go and chase the owner.
We have details and speak to all the stakeholders who matter to this conversation here on Top Story, brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, tonight, the minority in parliament have deepened their resolve to get to the bottom of the allegations of drug trafficking. They writing to the Dean of the Diplomatic Corps to intervene in the ongoing controversy surrounding the alleged suspicious flight from Gran Canaria that landed at the Kotoka International Airport. In a statement issued today and signed by the ranking member on the Foreign Affairs Committee, Samuel Abujinapo, the minority appealed to the diplomatic community to support Ghanaian authorities in investigating the alleged landing of two Airmed flights and a Kavok air cargo flight that reportedly transported suspected illicit drugs and money into the country. My colleague James Avegi joins me in studio with details. Avegi, what are their concerns?
Well, Brace, the statement, among other things, said, quote, today independent checks have confirmed the minority's claim that the two Airmed flight flew from KIA straight from Gran Canaria, contrary to the minister's claim that the flight came from Luanda. Now, questions have also been raised about the activity history of the Kavok flight that the minister referenced, as searches have not shown that these flights flew from the country on the said date. These and many more questions call for thorough investigations to unravel the mystery behind the movement of these flights. Ghana is part of several international treaties and conventions which impose an obligation on us to fight transnational organized crimes such as illicit drug trade and money laundering. These include the Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs, 1961, as amended by the 1972 Protocol, and the Convention of Psychotropic Substances, 1971, the UN Convention Against Illicit Traffic in Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances in 1988. So, together with the UN Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime 2000 are some of the regulations the minority is quoting to back that claim, which says that contrary to what the minister told us, what they are finding out is that there are more to this than we've been told.
Now, they are making some proposals as well. What are they?
Five key proposals. One is for the government to share, the diplomatic community to share intelligence on the aircraft and flight involved with Ghanaian security authorities. Two is to facilitate collaboration between foreign and Ghanaian security agencies in ongoing and future investigations. And three, to assist the Ghanaian state, particularly parliament, in safeguarding the country's reputation from becoming a drug transit point. The fourth call is urging the government to establish a commission of inquiry under Article 278 of the Constitution to probe the matter fully and impartially. Finally, is for to show keen interest in the independence of Parliament and the safety of the whistleblowers such as Honorable John Ntimfojo and other members of parliament involved in the oversight effort. And so those are the five key calls the minority is making to both the diplomatic community as well as the government of Ghana, specifically to the government of Ghana, is to get to the bottom of this fully and with no partiality in hand.
Okay, grateful to you, James Avejide. Now, Deputy Director General of the Narcotics Control Commission, Alexander Chimberima, says there's no need to bring in the international community. He's been speaking among several issues on the AM show earlier today.
Let's assume that all that you are saying is true and you have this information. You didn't even need the media in the first place. As a ranking member, you know whom to contact. You know whom to liaise with. You would have just called either the National Security Coordinator or even the Interior Minister, who is your colleague. Because he oversees all these agencies. And then give him the information and then ensure that the right actions are taken.
Or was that any breach in protocol?
No, but you are talking about security matters. Assuming this thing is true and maybe the thing was even delivered, because now you cannot even tell whether it was delivered or it was taken away. You cannot tell us which is which. But let's even take the first option, that maybe they were delivering. People who were taking these things, certain things need to be sealed first to be able to trace them and get them arrested. Once you expose it, they also get alert.
Suti Abocha will be coming in shortly, but just very a quick well. One. You've spoken about the Antonov flight. How about the Emet, the other one?
I know of this.
You don't know of this?
I know of this. As I've shown you, the actual aircraft that I took.
But he gave you the flight numbers, right?
No. You see, the way he is talking, if I were him, you should go beyond what he is saying. I have given you further evidence here, which is undoubted. If you look at what I showed you and what Felix showed to the entire country, it's the same aircraft.
Mr. Chimberima, so you're saying that you checked this aircraft, took this 20-something seconds
24
video.
24 seconds video, yeah.
Weeks before Reverend Ntimfojo came
He came out, I think, last week, right?
Yes.
Is that right? Last week?
Yes.
Yeah. It was
so as part of your mandate, you do control and enforcement, which is why I wanted to specify that it is within your purview do that.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came out with this presser, alleging that this is a conduit to either take cocaine in or bring it in, take it out or bring it in, why didn't your outfit respond and say, we have indeed conducted a search and we didn't find anything? Why do you let it go on and on and spiral into a national issue where we have international community saying that we should take it seriously? If you had these pieces of evidence, as you're saying, why did you wait this long?
Okay, so you see, since the flight upon it being checked, there was nothing positive on it, but everything was negative. There's no need to communicate anything.
No, there's no
need to communicate anything.
The Reverend
That he's saying is baseless. You see, I don't want to be very hard on him. He's baseless. It's baseless person that I have been a police officer before, and I'm a lawyer. You don't just come out and start putting things out there without substantiating everything that you are saying. You said that everything, even this one, as I was coming, I saw on the front page of, I think, Daily Guide also, that the video that Felix showed is staged. So where is the video that contradicts what Felix showed? Are you able to prove to us or to give us anything? The answer is no. Then you are taking everybody, on this kind of rampage or
exactly.
Because we are entertaining him. That's how I see it. Okay. Sorry, but that's how I see it.
It's okay. So the question is, why let it go on?
No.
Evidence. Someone comes out to say, we suspect that a case like this is happening.
You suspect what?
That's cocaine.
The moment
is being smuggled.
It's not true.
Exactly. So
because
why
he has not proven anything. You see,
calm down and let's have this conversation.
When when he said that, the president immediately came out and said, I have instructed the national security and all these institutions, including ours,
that they should. And you had this.
Relax. And that they should liaise with him or collaborate with him, or he should collaborate with us for us, to give us every information, and then we should also conduct investigation into the matter. We have our report already on any aircraft that we have searched. The report is there. But you are saying something contrary to what we are facing. We have already, gotten to know. And the law is that you are legitimate, must prove. You are the one saying things. So you must give us things that goes beyond what we have heard, we have seen, or we know. But to the best of my knowledge, I have not seen or heard anything of that sort.
Okay. So people are starting to say that Ghana or we've had the drug problem in the past, and they're saying that that time is coming back. And for your outfit that is supposed to control narcotics, abuse, all of it, you have a member of parliament saying that they are suspecting something like this happening, in addition to some drug busts that we are seeing here and there. Would it be terribly wrong to tell the Ghanaian population that we've heard what the Reverend Minister is saying or the Member of Parliament is saying, but to bring finality and calmness and clarity to this matter, we indeed conducted a search? I put it to you that because you didn't immediately respond with the evidence that you had, that is why it has spiraled into the situation we have here today.
No, I disagree. I am not of the opinion that it's because we are entertaining him. That is why he's going on. I mean, that's
what are you calling entertaining?
Oh, we are entertaining because he's just all over. Today he's on this platform. The other day, the next day he'll be here. The next day he'll be there. And then he's getting. And to be honest with you, if you track him, I have seen him on about, I think, three or so platforms that I've listened to. His message is not the same.
Okay.
But my point is very simple. If you say that Ghana is becoming, I mean, more or less the hub for drug. The very time we got to know this, I'm going to read a report to you, which was, published not by any other.
So that is the Deputy Director General of the Narcotics Control Commission, Alexander Chimberman. And he goes on to reveal that if Reverend Tim Fojo continues spreading the information without evidence, the government will be tempted to arrest him. Listen.
Nobody will be sitting in his house waiting for you to add. I know that this thing that they're talking about is my case. And the person will be sitting there waiting for you to come and arrest me tomorrow. He will.
So in other words, you call it reckless because by his actions, he could have compromised
any actions you would have done. Exactly. That is why reasonably, as a ranking member, you should have just called your colleagues go to the agency that you think needs to know this. And immediately investigation should have been, would have commenced. If you need something that we don't know, we are not God to know everything that is happening in this country. We rely on our people, we rely on intelligence, we rely on investigations. So if there is something happening, and maybe the Honourable Member of Parliament knows that we don't know, you can know because you're a ranking member of the Defence and Interior Committee.
He says he also had intelligence. That's why he also put those things out.
And your intelligence didn't tell you that, or you didn't inform you that as a ranking member, relate to the intelligence organisation to pick it up and then investigate. Oh. But rather to sit and then give the information out in the media and expect us to go and chase the air now.
You were talking about the invitation or no invitation. Mm-hmm. I just want clarity. You say that no one should have even invited him. He should have volunteered.
Ordinarily, yes.
What is the real state? Is there any invitation? Have you interacted with him? Is he going to collaborate with you to get to the bottom of this matter?
Okay, so personally, with our end as NACOC, we have no. But what I knew or what I know is that the National Security Coordinator was coordinating the team that was going to investigate the matter since the president issued a directive. And I knew very well that he was going to be, asked to appear before us and give us every information. But that's the starting point of every investigation. The one who is saying whatever must first appear before you, give you every information that he has or she has. And based on that, persons that need to be called, agencies that needs to be called, will then be called afterwards. So that is supposed to be the starting point. I've heard him saying on other platforms that even if we invite him, he will not appear. Mm. And that we can come. In fact, even last Saturday, he was saying that we should come and arrest him on your station. Is it Niswa?
But there had also been some claim that he could be arrested.
Oh, of course. I said it this morning on the platform that the way he's going about these things, he will leave us with no option than to go after him. Since you don't
go after him, in which sense?
As in arrest you.
He's a member of parliament.
Well,
he has certain.
We know. The protocols will be followed. I like the word. It's a privilege. It's not a right.
That there is the Deputy Director General of the Narcotics Control Commission, Alexander Chimberima. Now, Reverend Tim Fojo, meanwhile, has been calling for a commission of inquiry into the development. He's been writing on his ex account, and my colleague Papani actually joins with details. Papani, what has he been saying?
So, Brace, let me just put out, this was written around 1:08 p.m. Earlier today. It says that see one of the culprits of the staged and false evidence calling for cooperation. And this is in response to the deputy director of NACOC that you've heard just seconds ago. He says, release footages of the CCTV system at the airport to support your claim of staged inspection, and maintenance. By the way, recall that NACOC and other intelligence agencies distanced themselves from my request for joint security meeting. They aided the misleading information put out by Felix Fosu-Kwache. We therefore call for commission of inquiry to be established to probe into the matter. See you at the commission of inquiry. And these are that's how the this particular statement by John in Team Fojo ends on X.
Interesting. So that's the reverend there who is at the center of all of this, putting out a lot more on X there. There is more here on Top Story. All right, so this Top Story brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Let's get into this particular matter and bring in Haruna Mohammed, who is Deputy General Secretary of the MPP. We're bringing him because the Reverend Tim Fojo is a member of the party. They have interest as well. Yesterday, we were being told that it was a matter that the party considered a priority. Haruna, the point of the government is that if you have any information to back your allegations, make them available. Why aren't you comparing the Reverend and Tim Fojo to make those evidence available to help in investigations?
Thank you very much, Kojo. I would like to say good evening to your cherished listeners and those of them who are following you on other social media accounts. What I would first say is that government should stop gagging citizens from asking legitimate questions on matters that we think that it is a matter of interest on national security base for the good of the country. I want to put this on record. It is important to distinguish between the act of providing information or the act of providing or raising an alarm about potential crime or criminal activity. The legal burden of proof requires in any formal proceedings. So there is something that we need to distinguish, and that is when you are providing information or raising an alarm. All security agencies, no matter how it has been placed, you must be very concerned in getting to know or in getting to pick information or when alarms have been raised. The person, including any other member, including members of parliament, has a civic duty to bring to the attention of the appropriate authorities any information that suggests possible criminal conduct. And such information is often based on suspicion, intelligence, or circumstantial evidence, which may not, at that point in time, meet the rigorous standards of legal burden of proof in a formal legal proceeding. So it is the duty of the security agency in question to investigate or to ask for further information. Why is the security agencies not asking for information from the beginning and allowing government to spew lies with respect to this particular transaction that has happened that is going to impugn on the integrity of the good people of Ghana? Money laundering and dealing in narcotics is something that we frown on. Our laws does not. Ghana has joined so many international treaties, and we must be very mindful of that. I also want to let the Narcotic Control Board and other security agencies to be very mindful of the way they intimidate the minority. We would not cow to the whims and caprices of their threat.
Well, but Haruna, it is this investigation you call for that they are asking that provide the evidence you have to aid us in conducting this investigation. They are not asking much. They're saying make what you have available.
But Kojo, from the beginning, were they asking for evidence? They were on the defensive. Government was not ready to provide information. Government was not asking for information. Government was rather defending everything, which was very suspicious.
Okay.
Needed more explanation, but government was rather defending when the security agencies were quiet.
Haruna, stay with me on the line. Let me bring in the ranking on the Foreign Affairs Committee of Parliament, Samuel Abu-Jinapo. He is the one who authored that particular statement earlier. Today, I'm grateful to you, Sammy, for joining us here. Now, the point the government is saying is that make your evidence available. The Reverend Tim Fojo is calling for a commission of inquiry. You've run to the diplomatic corps. Now, this is about Ghana. Why are we bringing in the diplomatic corps when we can handle this issue ourselves?
Yeah, thank you very much. And let me say a very good evening to your cherished listeners. Yeah, that's a very good question. But as you know, matters to do with illicit drug trade and money laundering and transnational crime in general transcends the borders of Ghana and really affects the image and reputation of our country. In fact, you will note that if your country is even categorized in a particular manner, the level of search which is conducted on your citizens at various airports is sometimes quite enhanced. And so Ghana's reputation as a respected member of the international community, which abhors any form of transnational crime, is absolutely important and ought to be guarded jealously. And which is why we believe that the cooperation of the international community with the Ghanaian authorities, the Ghanaian investigative authorities, is absolutely necessary. You will recall that His Excellency President Mahama himself had directed at the very beginning of this scandal that a thorough and transparent investigation be conducted into this matter. And therefore, it is our view, the minority caucus in Parliament in general, and the minority caucus in the Foreign Relations Committee of Parliament in particular, that we urge or encourage the diplomatic community to assist the Ghanaian government in whatever intelligence they may have and through diplomatic channels to have this commission of inquiry pursuant to Article 278 of our national constitution so that we can have a fair, transparent and thorough investigation into this matter in order to restore the enviable reputation of Ghana as a country that does not promote any form of transnational crime.
Mm. Is that where you will make the evidence you have available?
No. We're not asking the diplomatic community to investigate. We're asking them to cooperate with the Ghanaian investigative authorities.
I was referring to your call for a commission of inquiry. The government says we need you to finish us with the evidence you have. And I'm asking, is that at the commission of inquiry that you will make the evidence you have available to the state?
Not only will any evidence available to any member of parliament or the caucus be made available as such a commission of inquiry, but I believe that the commission of inquiry will be in a better position to interrogate all the systems at the airport, follow through with the procedures that were adhered to, the chain of events, the circumstances of this matter, what happened and did not happen, whatever evidence may be available, and therefore be able to come to the firm, definitive, conclusive conclusion that this is what happened, this is not happened, and thereby restore the image of Ghana as a respected member of the international community.
What are the timelines within which you want this commission of inquiry to be instituted?
Well, I'm sure these matters will be determined by the president, not the minority.
Mm.
But that we should have some form of investigation, I think that is absolutely non-negotiable. It's very important for the image of our country.
If that does not happen, what does the minority intend doing?
Well, I think it will not rest with me alone, and I don't think it rests with the minority alone as well. I think it's a matter that should concern all of Ghana, because the reputation and standing of our country has a bearing on all of us Ghanaians. And so the media should be interested in this, civil society should be interested in this, religious organizations should be interested in this, just as a minority, and even more importantly, the government should be interested in this.
You've heard the Deputy Director General of the Narcotics Control Commission. He says if Reverend Tim Fojo does not provide evidence and keeps spreading the allegation, government cannot do anything but to arrest him. What's the response of the minority to this?
Government will do what?
can't do anything but to arrest him because you are peddling information without evidence. And that's to Reverend Tim Fojo. That's what they are saying. And I want the response of the minority to this, that if he does not provide evidence and keeps spreading the information, they can't but to arrest him.
Well, I think it's important that we all appreciate that Ghana is a democratic state, and if we build a country that is anchored on the rule of law, we do so for all of us. When you are not in government or when you do not have the levers of law enforcement, you'll be protected under the law, and it will be rule of law and not rule of men. Secondly, I'm struggling to understand how a member of parliament who is discharging his oversight duties will be arrested just for raising issues. And, you know, whatever Reverend Ntim is put out may end up to be founded. It may end up to be not so smart intelligence or actionable intelligence. But we can only come to that conclusion when investigations are conducted. And that is what we are calling for.
All right.
I don't know why Reverend Tim will be arrested. How will a whistleblower now become a victim or now become a suspect?
Okay.
I don't know to what extent how you can stretch the law to now turn a member of parliament, the ranking member for defense and security, who is exercising his mandate and exercising his responsibility as a ranking member for defense and security, who has oversight over the government and who has raised an issue, who should be ordinarily construed as a whistleblower, and who the state investigative authorities will have to work with to ascertain the veracity or otherwise of the intelligence he has in his hands or the evidence he has in his hands, now turn to become a suspect or an accused person or somebody who is arrested. That is a bit strange.
Okay. All right. I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Samuel Abujinapo.
Thank you, sir.
Is ranking on the Foreign Affairs Committee. But Haruna Mohammed is still with us on the line. Haruna, we knew that you were having the party was having a meeting yesterday to discuss this particular matter. What was the resolution from this meeting?
The meeting has continued today. My boss has been very strategical in that particular meeting. The conclusions of that particular meeting will be made public through a resolution that the minority, together with the leadership of the party, will make public. But we are very much concerned that if there is going to be any arrest at all, Honorable Felix Kwachi should be the person who should be arrested, because he's the one that is peddling falsehood, who lack information and is reporting things that are not accurate.
Were you in this meeting yourself?
No, I wasn't in that meeting, but I went to the meeting grounds, and my boss had assigned me to another assignment of national interest to the New Patriotic Party.
Okay.
But what at all is the evidence the government is looking at for? So first and foremost, it tells you that the government did not have evidence with regards to what Reverend Ntim Fojo was talking about, and the government was hissed enough to come out and peddle falsehoods. Because if the government is asking for evidence now, on what basis did the government respond to Reverend Ntim Fojo? Again, you ask yourself, did the two aircraft come to Ghana or not? They came. The MH flight N823AM and the Kavok Antonov AN12B, they came. We also know that the 350 million cocaine bust in Cape Coast happened. We also know that the 150 million cocaine seizure in Sekendika Krade, which belongs to one of their parliamentary candidates,
An allegation we have not been able to prove, right?
Yes, it's an alleged information, but it did happen.
Okay, I'm
and
grateful.
This is something that is before the security agencies.
Haruna, I'm grateful to you. Dr. Victor Docker is a security expert. Doc, what should have happened in this particular matter?
I think I missed your earlier question. If you can ask it again, please.
I'm asking what should have happened in this matter, the security institution, after receiving this allegation that there's been some transit of drugs in Ghana, arrest of, some people have been arrested with cocaine. Two flights have come here. We don't know what they're doing. What should have happened, briefly?
Well, I think what should have happened was there has been investigations with regards to the cocaine bust, but then further investigations need to be done. If not,
then to ascertain how we go to know of the drugs, you know, mainly, and who are those behind this trick. Now, with regards to the issue about the planes and then the brouhaha surrounding it all, it's about who has evidence and who has provided some facts, and then the way forward with regards to the law and collaboration.
But Dr. Victor, okay, I'm grateful to you. He's a security expert today. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energy's Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Up next is news.